Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Backlund, and it's a free kick given for a high boot, I think it was. So Mikkel over a free kick in a dangerous position. It's Agostini, dinks it in towards the back post, and the header is into the net, and it's Philip Watt who scores. And we said they were dangerous from set pieces, and so it proved. First chance for Mikkel over, they've barely got into the boxing area, and Watt rose to head past Shenton.
Fantastic goal. Free kick floated in from Augustin, and it was always a dangerous one, and Watt was there, and it's a lovely, lovely header. No chance for Grant Shenton. And Mikkel over, who've been under the cosh for just over 20 minutes, have taken the lead in the 22nd minute, and that's good for the game. That's going to really make an interesting spectacle now.
Here's Hurst. First time ball forward looking for Walshaw, who's sandwiched and a penalty given. Well, Walshaw, like you say, was clever there. He seemed to get sandwiched, but they didn't look a lot in that. Walshaw's gone down and a penalty's been given to Buxton.
Difficult to say. whenever James Walshaw goes down, you always wonder.
It's Diego Di Girolamo, the former Italian under-18 international. He's spotting the ball down up against Hawkins. Di Girolamo takes it left-footed and beats Hawkins. Hawkins went the right way, but he put it hard and low into the corner, and Buxton a level on 32 minutes.
A lovely penalty, no chance at all for Callum Hawkins, who went down to his left. It was a good effort from the on loan from Burton Albion goalkeeper, but it was just too well struck, confidently dispatched by Diego Di Girolamo, his eighth goal in all competitions this season. And I've got to say, I really do like the look of him. He looks as if he's got a really nice left foot.
And here's Elliot now, Brogan on the overlap, and Elliot's giving it away, and now here's a ball with the outside of the foot. Can he keep it in? Webb, he has done, just about kept it in. He's got no real options, Webb. Chance now for Bacon, 2-1, Mikkel over back in front. Well, they've had two shots on goal, and they've scored two goals, and really good play by Webb. There was a question mark over whether it was kept in. He did do well in the end, but Buxton were at sixes and sevens at the back, and in came Bacon and swept it confidently past Shenton.
He definitely kept it in. It's a brilliant piece of persistent play from Paddy Webb, because it was a decent ball, but it looked like it might have a little bit too much on it. He's got it, he's picked the ball up, he's advanced to the edge of the area, and it was a really clever ball through to Declan Bacon. Calmly side-footed it, right-footed past Shenton into the bottom corner. We have got a game on here.
King with a flick on, looking for Walshaw. Walshaw's got there ahead of Bennett, looking for Brogan, and that's another penalty. Well, Mikkel over claiming it's on the edge of the area, but it was just inside, I think, Brian.
I think it was just inside. That's a clumsy, lazy challenge from Jake Bennett, who I think is a really good player coming forward, but defensively he's lacking a little bit. But he's invited the referee to point to the spot. Yeah.
Di Girolamo is just keeping the ball in his hands, just psyching out Hawkins. They're both trying to psych each other out here. Di Girolamo finally does spot the ball. And can he make it 2-2? He's straight down the middle this time. Hawkins almost got a hand to it, but Di Girolamo psyched him out in the end, and he's equalised, and it's 2-2 here, Brian.
Yeah, a very competent penalty again. He strikes them so sweetly, and Hawkins went the wrong way, and it went, as he went down to his right, it just sort of drifted just above his sort of left foot. Very, very well struck penalty once again. You can't complain on the... Well, Mikulova certainly can't complain that it's level at half-time. In fact, in many ways, they're quite fortunate. But they'd be really disappointed, because that was a needlessly conceded penalty. And you know, Jake Bennett's let his side down there a bit.
And that was the last action of the first half. An entertaining first half. It's Buxton 2, Mikkel over 2. and you feel there's going to be a winner either way, Brian. You feel there could be even be a couple more goals yet.
I'm not sure, but
what was given away,
though, feels like there's going to be at least one more goal.
Milner gives it away to Elliot. Elliot plays the ball through now. Here is Clark on the left-hand side. Clark, can he pull it back in? And it's across the goal. And Walshaw must score. It's off the line. Brilliant clearance. It was Morris, the fullback, who somehow kept it out. And Walshaw looked like he was going to tap the ball in after it. Hawkins had spilled it, and Morris somehow cleared it away. Unbelievable clearance.
Well, that was a remarkable piece. How that stayed out, I do not know. But Alex Morris is turning into a bit of a hero. He's provided some great crosses from the left in the second half. That was a magnificent clearance.
Buxton don't seem to be in a hurry, which is angering the home fans. Referee again, Mr. Kelly, looks at his watch. Played forward by Shent, and good distance on that. Walshaw wins the header, plays out to Didier Alamo, picked up now by Dawson. Dawson through towards Rhys Stich, who's just seen off there by Watt, and out comes Hawkins to claim the ball.
For a second I thought Stich was going to be onto it, but quick thinking from Callum Hawkins, and that's neutralised the situation. In the end it was a comfortable smothering save.
And that is full time, and it's finished 2-2 here. And we said there'd be goals in the second half, there wasn't, but it's been a thoroughly enjoyable watch.
Great game, no goals in the second half, but plenty of opportunities. As it's turned out, all the four goals came before the break. Buxton very impressive in the first half, but I think Michalova deserved the point. Final score, Buxton 2, Michalova 2.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.